This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco said there were three possible ways events could lead in Albany this weekend as legislators and the governor try to reach a budget deal. DeFrancisco said Republicans could reject the latest proposal or agree to it and return to vote by Monday, or wait until after the two-week holiday break, which, he said, quote, I'd be more than happy to do, end quote. Follow the latest state budget updates at Capital Confidential. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that a group of Democratic lawmakers want to make Ulster County something of a sanctuary county for undocumented immigrants. An eight-page resolution called, quote, a policy to maintain a safe, inclusive government and ensure the protection, order, conduct, safety, health, and well-being of all persons in Ulster County, end quote, calls for county employees to not stop, question, interrogate, or arrest individuals, quote, solely for the purpose of enforcing immigration law, end quote. The resolution also instructs employees not to perform the functions of a federal immigration officer, to honor detainer requests from federal agents only in specific situations, and to deny federal agents access to inmates in county custody. Legislature Minority Leader Hector Rodriguez, the sponsor of the resolution, said, quote, the sheriff right now maintains a different policy, end quote. Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum said, quote, they can't create policy for the sheriff's office. I'm an independently elected official. I'm the only one who can create policy for the sheriff's office, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. One day after President Donald Trump signed a congressional resolution repealing internet privacy protections, a Buffalo lawmaker introduced legislation on April 4th that would keep internet histories and records of app use secret in New York. Tim Kennedy, Democrat of Buffalo, introduced legislation that would ban companies from buying customer browsing histories. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, was one of only 15 Republicans voting with Democrats on March 28th against the privacy rollback. And finally, Congressman John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, issued the following statement after the U.S. bombing of an airfield in Syria. Quote, the U.S. attack on the Syrian airbase associated with the chemical weapons attack was the correct response. The civilized world must respond to the horrific use of chemical weapons, especially against innocent civilians, or else we risk normalizing such behavior, which has been outlawed since the end of World War I, end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also condemned the Syrians' chemical attack and then said, quote, however, unilateral military action by the U.S. in a Middle East conflict causes grave concern. Given the lack of any authorization for use of military force from Congress and the absence of any long-term plan or strategy to address any consequences from such unilateral action. Furthermore, there is no military-only solution to the suffering in Syria. The American people need answers from the administration about their plan here and how they will bring coalition partners to the table for a long-term diplomatic solution, end quote. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.